Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Ms. Emanuela Ventre. She is the Division Director at the Project Cargo Division of Aprile in Genoa, Italy. First and foremost, Emanuela, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you so much.
It's great to see you again. I think we just discussed, is it 15, 16 years ago since we last met, right?
Yeah, indeed.
but
quite a long time.
Indeed. But we are still in shipping, which of course is good. I always allow my interviewees a chance to introduce themselves a little bit. So, Emanuela, tell our viewers about your career in shipping. When did it start and why did you choose a career in shipping and logistics?
Well, at the beginning, it was not a real choice because, like, my father was in the company. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to make some money. I didn't want to wait because I want to be independent. So I started with the standard career, which used to be done in the good old times. I mm-hmm. mean, it started with documentations and then switched to operations and then switched to pricing and sales. So, and since 1995, I am always in the same company.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to see almost all the aspects.
Wow.
Still in the same company. And all the changes in the company, because there has been many during these years, you know, also the shipping world had up and downs during these years.
Yes.
And many things changed.
Definitely.
Now, since 6 years, we have been bought by the biggest Italian freight forwarder, which is Savino Del Bene.
Yeah.
And we are part of the group.
Okay.
But Aprile is still an independent company, I would say. And the main thing about Aprile, beyond this specialization in certain countries, is Project Cargo Division, which so I am became the director more or less since the acquisition by Savino Del Bene Group.
Okay.
Savino has many, many offices worldwide, a
yes.
great presence. So by, it's not a merge, but an acquisition, but we have been able also to get some, a wider network.
Of course. You can say it's like a marriage. There sometimes are advantages to becoming part of something bigger. And certainly Savino Del Bene has a good name. But it's good that you still have your own niche even within the company and can continue the Aprile brand, so to speak, right?
Yes. They left us independent, highlighting our role of the main company dealing with Project Cargo. So also other offices of Savino are using us in a way.
Okay.
As the suppliers.
Very good, very good. One question I have to you. Italy is a very interesting, of course, not only a beautiful country with great food and culture, but you also have a lot of quite heavy shippers within the Project Cargo field, petrochemical, oil and gas, and so on. But I always remember from my past traveling in your country that many of the shippers, they often want very long credit time. I mean, is that still the case in Italy that you must give them a long leash?
It changed for the companies which have been bought by foreigner companies.
Wow.
The real, I would say, Italian companies still have this tendency to pay quite long term.
Yes.
But luckily, and which is a disadvantage, especially when money is more expensive, like
yes.
in these moments, because we have to take also this part into consideration.
Yes.
But
yes.
The support of Savino, which is financially very solid, helped us a lot also on this.
Yes, I can imagine. Tell me about the team in Aprile. How many are you in Aprile? The independent part of Aprile. How many are you under your command, so to speak?
The project division is about 20 people located in Genoa and in Udine, where we have an operational office taking care of customers in the area.
Mm-hmm.
In Genoa is the heart of this, where we have our chartering team,
mm-hmm.
technical department with engineers taking care of, and operations and pricing.
Okay, I see. That's interesting. So you can say that Genoa is really your birthplace, so to speak. I mean, this is the head of the project division for Aprilia, Genoa. Yes.
It is, yeah.
How do you see? You know that many of the ship owners nowadays, they want to be the jack of all trades, and you know that even my former company was sold to Maersk Line recently, and other ship owners want to do door to door. How is the view from your side on this?
From my point of view, when you're talking about real project cargo, not pipes, to make an example, it's almost impossible. I know this is the tendency, and some customers also are willing to explore this because, from many people's point of view, especially if you are not really an expert in transportation, so project cargo, it seems like the forwarder is only someone which is adding more costs on the service. But you know, the devil is in the details. So the link, I mean, if you buy three different portions of the transportation from three different counterparts, no one is taking care about the gray area, which is in between when you switch from one supplier to another. And also, we are able to have a more large potential. I mean, if a ship owner is failing, I can go to another one. If you're going directly to a shipping line or a ship owner, if they fail, they fail, and there is no plan B.
And
So I don't
exactly.
really think it's something which can work in project cargo. This can work if you have large volumes. From my point of view, of all equal cargo, this is why I'm mentioning pipes, because it's the typical example. So you can have to go from point A to B, C, D, and you can grant certain volumes, and you have a very, let's say, easy cargo to handle. When you have all cargo coming from different origins, maybe in delay, maybe with different dimensions. So only I think that only a forwarder can really handle these problems, which is usually it's mean it's every day like this. Cargo delays, cargo not passing the inspection, not being released, a vessel in delay. So this is where the freight forwarder can really make the difference, which a shipping line could never do.
No, I fully agree with you. It's I'm of course a forwarder by heart, and I do agree with you. But they have so much money after the COVID, after the COVID ripoff, you can say that some of the ship owners, they have to put their money somewhere. But let's see how it pans out. I think once a few shippers try it and they get a claim or they get some delays and they can't go anywhere, they will quickly come back to the forwarders. But of course, forwarders, we must also up our game. We must keep closer than ever to the customer, right?
Yeah, exactly. But also, the customer is something which is very special in the project cargo is that we have to take certain responsibilities and agree on general terms and conditions and special terms and conditions that ship owners or shipping line would never agree to accept. So
That's
also, the customer has to understand, and sometimes they understand that we are really having a different role and different responsibilities. And a different commitment towards them.
Exactly. No, it makes sense what you say. How do you see the market in Italy for the moment? I mean, Italy, as I mentioned before, has a lot of huge industrial companies and is active in Asia and Africa and elsewhere. Is the market good currently in your country?
It's a strange market this year. When we had to make the budget last year, it was kind of a guess. Because many projects are in standby. The impact also of the war in Russia was not minor because there is many Italian companies which had projects in Russia and had to divert. And everything now, the big difference with the past is that now almost all customer they make spot bids. Even if they have a big project. So you have to be always very active and try to get any small opportunity. The tendency is now this, From my point of view, also for the customer, it's not a really good choice because if you entrust someone who knows a country, knows your company, knows your needs, they can give you a much better service rather than shopping around for the best opportunity. And what I always say is that you make the calculations at the end of a shipment, not at the beginning.
That's a clever, actually, that's a very clever. I'm going to copy that statement and use it as my own. That's you're absolutely right, because people are, oh, it's so expensive. And then at the end of the day, they'd never calculate at the end of the day, only at the beginning of the day. And at the end, it might be more expensive than what you thought, you know.
Or maybe you have delays, and even if they have penalties or liquidated damages which apply to the shipment, this will never cover the penalties they have with the customer for the delay.
No, definitely not. How do you feel that the attitude of the main shipping lines is at the moment? Has it, or at least that's what I hear during my interviews, it's been very arrogant during the corona times, but now it seems that the nose have come down a little bit. I mean, there's less cargo, there's they seem to be more hungry now. Is that correct?
Yes, they do are. When I spoke with someone, I wouldn't mention during the Corona times, where they say, now it's our time. And I say, but pay attention because the wheel is turning. So you have to, now I need you, but tomorrow you will need me. So, I mean, I understand that if you can choose, you choose the easiest option and the one that pays more. But you also have to pay attention to maintain a certain balance in the
And I
relationships.
Yes, and that's true. It's I hear from other forwarders, they say that when the ship owners start to invite you for lunch, then you know that they need cargo. So it's been a while since they did
Yes,
that.
but in a way, this is also scary because there is a lot of competition in Italy, a lot of competition. So everyone knows that now you really can negotiate. And so the tendency is to go down, down, down. And I don't want to follow this trend too much because, as I said, things have a cost. A good service has a cost.
Definitely.
So I gave up for some jobs because for me, the money was not enough, but not because I want to make tons of money, but I want to keep my relationship with my customers and give a good service. And if the rate is too low, you will never be able to get and give a good service.
No, that's true. So sometimes let some things go is actually the best sales work. You let it go, and then you see very often the cost.
Sometimes it comes back.
Yes, exactly. That's my point. How about does it mean, since you're now part of Savino Del Bene, you can then use the offices? Because I've been in touch with Savino Del Bene before, and they seem to be opening office now, both in the Middle East and Saudi and other places. They seem to be really on a, let's say, upward to developing abroad. So you can use those offices as a pre-ler,
Of
right?
course, and we do have mentioning UAE, and now we have with them a very nice shipment from UAE. They have hired people which know very well the project cargo, and so it's a big advantage for us.
No, but that's good, because the reason why I say that is I had a talk with Deepesh, the new guy in
Yeah,
UAE,
exactly.
and his colleague. They are considering to join my network across ocean. You know, I run a network separately of forwarders, so they are thinking about that now. And I think Deepesh, he was a member in my network in his former company, Asian Tiger. Of course, Emanuela, if you are asked, then you must say that the Cross Ocean is a great network.
Of course, I will.
For you as a Aprile, so under the Aprile brand, you are only in Italy, correct?
No. We are in China.
Sorry.
We are in India. We are in Brazil, in Peru, in Mexico, in the United States,
Oh,
and for sure I'm forgetting something.
I am. It's good you teach me that, because I've totally overlooked that you have these foreign postings. Yeah, wasn't in Brazil, that's in Sao Paulo, right?
Yes, and in
Right.
Vitoria.
Vitoria, okay, that's really interesting in Mexico. Yeah, so you are in the real hotspots there for Project Cargo. That's interesting, and they all report then to you.
Well, they report to the area manager, but we strongly cooperate. Just like a few days ago, we acquired the projects of about 12 vessels taking pipes
Okay.
from Brazil to Mexico.
Wow.
And even if for us it's free in, but we want to have always someone checking, getting in touch with the real shipper, coordinating locally, make sure there is nothing lost because of the time difference or
Right.
and anyhow they know very well the place. So it's very
Yeah.
important, it's crucial for us to have someone who knows the project cargo shipments supporting us both
Of
at
course.
origin and at destination.
Of course. Now it's very clear. You mentioned China. How do you see the China market? China and Italy traditionally had quite a strong trade between each other. Is it still the fact?
Yes, it is. Consider that many of our customers.
You're okay. Can you just repeat what you said because you fell out there for a second?
Yeah.
Can you?
Now I'm saying that many of our customers, most of them, I would say, still produce or buy in China.
Okay.
So having an office in China for us is 100% important.
Yeah.
Because you know, if when you are dealing with Chinese, it's better to have Chinese people talking with them.
Yeah. Or they will still.
Otherwise, you will only get yes, 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 but then you don't know what's really happening.
Yes, it's what they used to say in China. No problem, no problem
no
means
problem.
means big problem. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, is that in Shanghai your office is located or where?
Shanghai and Tianjin.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I haven't been to China now for because of Corona and whatnot since 4 years, but I'm flying out to Asia in June, so it's time to pay a visit. We can do a lot via Zoom, including this interview, but it's also stupid that I have not seen you for 16 years. I mean, I should go to Genoa soon and then continue to China.
Bravo.
I think
now it's the right time. The sun is shining.
Ah, yeah, but it's always shining down there,
no,
as far
no,
as
no,
I
no,
know.
No, no, no,
and one question I have for you as well is, do you see the year 2023 as a, let's say, after Corona, is a positive year for your business? Can you see inquiries coming? You mentioned some projects on hold. Are they being released? What's your forecast?
As I mentioned, really, really difficult to make forecasts
Yeah.
this year.
Yeah.
Really
Yeah.
difficult
Yeah.
because there are so many things which may change in a minute, and also we saw things changing in a minute.
Yeah.
So I'm always a positive person, otherwise I wouldn't be here. But
Well,
this year it's gonna be tough, believe
yes.
me.
Yeah. No. It's true. People are gonna be hungry and they're gonna be fighting everyone, I think.
Yes,
So
we are. Everyone is fighting on anything, and also the shipping line. I think they are going now. I mean, the container shipping line. They are
yeah.
going too much down,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
then this is not positive for anyone because, as I said, anything has a cost.
Yes, for sure,
Okay.
and they're getting so much new tonnage right now. It's booming with mega vessels coming in. I don't know where. I mean, soon they're gonna have a 20,000 TEU vessel going to Australia. You know, it's unbelievable. And where's the cargo all gonna come from? I wonder.
Exactly.
So. Okay, Emanuela, it's fantastic to speak to you again and revisit this, shall we say, relationship and friendship that we have. It's really been a pleasure. I want to say formally many thanks for this interview.
Thanks to you, and I'm waiting for you in Genoa then.
Yeah,
Okay?
Definitely, definitely. And to all our viewers, listeners, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview with a good friend of mine from Italy, Miss Emanuela Ventra. She is the Division Director of Project Cargo at Aprile, owned by Savino Del Bene, located in Genoa, Italy. a very capable woman indeed, and has a lot of experience. As I mentioned, last time I met her was 16 years ago, and even at that time, she was still young and still active in Project Cargo. So do contact
Forever
her.
young.
Yeah, of course you are, just like me. So thank you all, and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.